Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Good Friday morning. Mark Cox in here alongside Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman, Sue Thomas with your traffic this morning, and we're having no problems, which is great because all the rain's supposed to hit this afternoon and into the weekend. So we'll keep you up to date if anything happens on your ride to or from work. Don't you worry about that. Right now, I want to turn our attention to a new report that has just come out. And, you know, some of you may look at this and say, well, how come they haven't thought of this before? And that's probably a good question. But listen to the lady from Consumer Reports reporting on this issue with CT scans and a risk of cancer. Listen to this.
Doctors often aren't aware of the risks of radiation, and they don't realize that CT scans can be linked to cancer. There have been some studies that show that up to half of doctors don't know that.
Well, they think that this problem is going to start spiking because there's been a lot of these tests done. My friend Jonathan Seri, of course, reporter with Fox News, has been covering this story for the network this morning. And Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's great to have you on again, my friend. I do appreciate you making a little bit of time for us this morning. So what's new about this? Because is it that there's been a spike in cancers related to this?
It's that the procedure, the CT scans, they've increased in use. About 35% more scans are done each year since 2007. So that's a big increase in the procedure. And while they are individually relatively safe, they do involve radiation. And so there's a very small risk of cancer. But when you spread that across the large numbers of people receiving these scans, that means that you are going to have a certain number of cases. So this study that was published in JAMA Internal Medicine, it was done by the University of California, San Francisco, they estimated the number of cancer cases that would result from the number of CT scans that were performed in just 1 year. They looked at 2023, the most recent year that they have complete data, a total of 93 million CT exams were performed on 62 million patients here in the U.S., and they project, based on those procedures in 2023 alone, they will be responsible for causing more than 100,000 future cases of cancer. They predict 103,000 future cases of cancer. So you divide 103,000 by the 62 million patients or the 93 million procedures, you're looking at a fraction of 1% of these patients developing cancer. So if you're being scanned because your doctor thinks that you might have cancer, and that CT scan is able to identify the cancer, the tumor, before it spreads to other organs and saves your life, it's going to be worth it. But the researchers warn that the CT scans are so effective and so relatively low cost that they're being overused for things like upper respiratory problems that could be diagnosed with other procedures that don't involve radiation. Yes, if you're looking for cancer, you're probably going to want a CT scan. But if you're looking at other things that could be duplicated by either ultrasound or MRI, both of those procedures not involving ionizing radiation, it'll be a lot safer. So they're saying, don't do away with the scans. Don't put off a procedure if it's potentially life-saving, looking for cancer, looking for an aneurysm, looking for a blood clot, trying to identify stroke. But if you don't need the procedure, if it can be identified using something else, something not radioactive, then go for that.
Have they narrowed down that the results as far as like age groups or man versus woman or anything like that? Or they're really just saying, casting a wide net, saying this is increasing the odds for anybody?
Yeah, they say that children are actually more at risk for radiation. And so certainly you want to be much more cautious for pediatric procedures.
Yeah, the thing about it is a lot of these doctors, people treat them with a lot of deference. And if they suggest something like that, I guess patients need to maybe bring this up and push back a little bit and say, is this necessary?
Exactly. And it goes both ways, because I've spoken with radiologists who say their patients often come to them, often hypochondriacs, and they say, I want a CT scan so that we can rule this out. It goes both ways. And so probably the good thing to come out of this is that people on all sides of on the issue are encouraging doctors and patients to talk with each other, say, what are my options? Do I need to do a CT scan? Can it be duplicated with something else? And to weigh the risks and benefits. And doctors and patients need to sort of push back on each other and just determine whether a CT scan is indeed the right thing to do. In many cases, it can be life-saving. But in other cases, if you don't need the radiation, why do it?
Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, Jonathan, always great having you on. Thank you.
Anytime, Mark. My pleasure.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk soon. Jonathan Seri, great to get him on here this morning. Jonathan and I worked together at WYFF-TV in Greenville, Spartanburg, Asheville, the Carolinas, 30 years ago.
News so. Business is very small.
It is, isn't it? It's funny how many of my friends and acquaintances ended up at Fox or at other network situations, for sure. That's great. Yeah, I when I saw that study, I'm like, well, you know, I mean, if it increases your chance of cancer by 5% in the future, but it helps you locate cancer that's in your body right now that's got to be eliminated, you don't have a lot of choices. And I love that he made the distinction that if it's for an upper respiratory problem, maybe it's not a good idea. If they're looking for cancer in your thyroid or something, it probably is a good idea.
Well, to Jonathan's point, there are probably the hypochondriacs who want every sort of test under the sun. And their doctor's like, okay, because the cynic in me is like, okay, is it because the doctors are just, it's a money thing, and they're like, hey, you should get a CT scan. Like, that's the cynical side of me wondering if that's at play here at all. I'm not saying it is, but you kind of have to ask that question.
You do.
Is it because more people are developing these conditions that would then require you to get a CT scan like cancer rates going up because we're exposed to so many chemicals and all these things that are contributing to the amount of diseases that we're seeing here, particularly in the United States.
Yeah. Sometimes, I guess, and the treatment can be worse. My dad had a prostate cancer, and when they did the surgery and then treated him with radiation afterwards, it led to lifelong bladder problems because it got radiated right next to it, obviously. And then ultimately he ended up getting cancer in the stomach. And I don't know that it was connected to that. I have no way of knowing that. But you in hindsight, it makes you wonder. Makes everybody wonder about those decisions we make. All right, coming up, you know, every Friday here we have the privilege of being radio partners with Guns and Hoses. You see my shirt I got on today. I'm very proud of that. They do a Queen of Hearts drawing. Well, somebody won last week, which is awesome. It's only been going here about a month and a half, and there's already been a big winner. So they've had to reset, and they're going to start again today. We're going to talk more about that in a few minutes and welcome our friend Julie Tristan into the studio from 102.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Be right back.
97.1 FM Talk is proudly supporting the Guns N' Hoses Queen of Hearts raffle, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers. Learn more at stlgunsandhoses.com.
Well, I love the fact that we are the official radio partner of the Guns N' Hoses and, of course, helping Backstoppers out. And we've been lucky enough to get to do the Queen of Hearts drawing now since its inception this year. It's brand new. And we got our friend Julie Tristan in the studio to talk a little bit more about this. So, I mean, Julie, I wore my blue shirt today. Sorry, because I know that you're on the red team, right?
Well, I've been captain of Team Red for the past 3 years. So I've got my red boots on and my red Guns N' Hoses.
Hey, don't give away anything See, you just, that was a question.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
what,
we blew
what color
it.
We're gonna, the firefighters? I mean, we would know that.
No.
Before,
how long
before
one
we,
Shirley Tristan's been doing
oh,
that?
Before, oh, dang. Call on me, 3 years.
Before we get to the trivia side of this, I just want to say somebody won the Queen of Hearts drawing already. They got the queen. So they had to restart the whole process, and they're selling tickets now. And we'll have the winner. We'll draw a winner again next Friday. So that's what I'm telling you right now. We're not going to be drawing a winner this morning. They are selling the tickets. They're only $5 a piece. All the money is going to go to Guns N' Hoses and then Backstoppers. So Julie and I are going to participate in a little bit of Guns N' Hoses trivia this morning.
Yeah, do you want me to bring it or should I let you get a couple
rides? No, you should bring it.
Okay, I'll bring
it. Because you're a grizzled veteran. You've been at this a little longer than I have.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You should know all these.
I will know all of them.
Okay, good,
okay,
good.
You think so, huh?
I do.
All right. Julie Tristan.
Yeah.
What month and what year was the first Guns N' Hoses held?
May 1987.
Wow.
Is she right?
Yes.
I would have said 1987. I didn't know the month, though. I knew Jerry Clinton.
Oh, you did?
I did. I met him when I worked at Channel 4 with Gray Eagle when they first got, because I got here in 93 and they were just in the infancy of Guns N' Hoses then, and I covered a few of the early bouts that they had. He was a great guy.
Well, Mark,
I like Jerry a lot.
This question is for you.
Okay.
Name two of the four founding fathers of Guns N' Hoses.
Well, Jerry Clinton was one of them.
It's one.
But I might fail at the
Can
other
I
one.
Steal?
Go ahead, Julie.
Well, that's Merle the Pearl Taylor.
That's one.
Oh, so she got one. I got one.
And Jack Martorelli.
That's two. Mark, can you guess the fourth?
I cannot.
Bo
can
Holly.
Can I see?
Oh, did you have that one?
I could answer every question.
You knew
question.
All of that. Why? Did she get the list
get
ahead of
list?
Time?
What?
Did you get this list of questions?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
I'm
just
so
know
impressed.
All the details because I've been prepared for interviews for the past 3 years.
Nice.
Mark, I'm going to give this one to Mark because he'll get this one.
All right.
Name the two facilities that have held the Guns N' Hoses boxing show.
I know one of them. You should at least know one.
Well, I know Enterprise, right?
Enterprise,
where we've done it for
Kiel,
years.
Savas,
yeah, because you're not
but
talking about the same building
one.
Under different names, right?
And then what's the other one?
Did they do it at the Checkerdome?
I will accept Checkerdome. It's the arena.
The arena.
But
yeah.
The Checkerdome is the
okay,
same.
Okay, yes,
it's
I thought
same,
so.
Wait,
what
Savas,
is the Checkerdome? Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm from St. Louis. What are you talking about?
From 1979.
Oh, okay, that's why I don't know it. It be called that.
Well, 87 is when they first started
also
it.
Also why
they did
I still don't know why it's called
some
that.
Some of the fights at the
because
old barn.
Because Ralston Purina owns where the I'm, team and the
where
building.
I'm told that there were often more fights in the stands at those early ones than there were on the floor. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Julie, what was the original name of Guns N' Hoses?
The Metro Boxing Showdown.
I'll accept that. St. Louis Metro Boxing Showdown.
I almost said the word St. Louis, but I was like, obviously, it's in St. Louis.
It's obvious. Yeah, thank you very
Mark
much.
Mark Cox, what father-son Hall of Fame broadcasters have announced live at Guns N' Hoses?
The Bucks, right?
That is correct.
Yes, Jack and Joe.
Julie, what two former St. Louis Cardinals have been on the board of directors for Guns N' Hoses?
Well, David Freese, who I went viral with back on my Show Me St. Louis days.
Oh, yeah.
He totally knows who I am.
And the other one.
The other one, though, I don't know if I know the other one. What does it sound
Hollywood
like?
Hollywood Jim Edmonds.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hollywood Jim.
All right, Mark. What Hall of Fame broadcaster has done a video opening for Guns N' Hoses several times, usually from his St. Louis office? Ooh, that's the hint. That's a hint.
Costas?
Yes.
Costas?
That's correct.
Bob Costas, yes.
Good old Bob.
Good old Bob, yeah.
Julie, what pro Hall of Famer has been a regular at Guns N' Hoses, and it was a reporter at the first Guns N' Hoses press conference?
Are you talking about Chris Pronger?
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay, well, maybe he plays football, too. We don't know.
Jackie Smith?
You're both wrong. You're thinking back to 1987 would be Dan Dierdorf.
Oh, okay. I would have thought of a Dan next,
now,
I'm sure.
Mark, which Pro Football Hall of Famer sings Danny Boy every year at Guns N' Hoses?
I just said it. Jackie, who we've had on the show a lot, right?
Yes.
Well, I did not know these questions, so I'm glad that you're getting them.
Oh.
Julie, what Hall of Famer in the Hockey League is a member of the Guns N' Hoses broadcasting team?
Well, that would be Chris Pronger.
Hey, that's right.
Who actually... I was Chris Pronger last year because he had to go watch his kid play hockey in Canada. So I got to be the ringside.
Very cool. Reporter. Yeah. You did
a
great job,
question?
Too.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, she would get it if it were.
I would.
She gets the point.
How much was the 2024 donation to the Backstoppers from Guns N' Roses? Mark Cox.
$1 million.
That's correct.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew this.
You have like a clapping or track behind this.
Carl does. He's got all that stuff over there somewhere. Yeah, nice.
We still have more. Kim St. Ange, do you know the Fox TV anchor, ringside reporter for Guns N' Roses?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Julie?
Jasmine Huda.
Oh,
I was trying to tell you, but you got headphones on, so I can't help you cheat.
Yeah, I should have known it was her. I saw her do it last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should know that.
Mark Cox, what are the names of the two mascots for Guns N' Roses?
Oh, you got me swinging there.
It's all right.
Oh.
Julie?
Like the mascots have names?
They do.
The firefighter and police mascot?
Yes.
Firefighty and policeman.
5-0 for the blue team and Sparky for the red team.
So, is it a dog mascot?
Yeah, it's a Dalmatian.
For the...
Both? I'm not sure.
Oh, for both?
I think it's both.
I've never gotten a social media picture with them. What is wrong with me?
I think they're cartoons.
I don't remember seeing them last year.
Also, let's see. What is the... Okay, Mark Cox, name the current executive director of Backstoppers who fought in the very first two Guns N' Roses events.
Are you talking about Colonel O'Toole?
Yes.
Larry O'Toole.
Nice.
Had him in studio. Yeah.
Julie, what is the ceremony performed live at Guns N' Roses to honor the first responders killed in the line of duty?
Oh, that is the... Oh, my gosh. It is... No,
don't you hate that when it's on the tip of your tongue?
Because
it has a specific name.
Yeah, I didn't know it had a specific name.
They ring the bells, and it's called...
It's so obvious. It's like...
Mark's going to one today. Mark.
Okay, it is called the... Did they ring it 10 times?
I wish
end
I knew
it
could tell you.
It's end of watch.
That is so... Yes. I knew it.
Who's the former police officer known as the voice of Guns N' Roses? He's always in the middle of the ring, got a microphone with the mustache.
I know, and I'm not going to be.
His name.
She knows it. I can't think of his name.
Are you talking about he has a first name is this guy over here?
Yes.
Mark?
No.
O'Brien.
O'Brien. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's how I was like, Mark, never forget that.
That's
one.
That's it. Thank you.
Which team, all right, I'm going to open this to the room because which team won the first 7 Guns N' Roses events?
The City Police and Firefighters.
Julie gets that because original format was City versus County.
Oh.
Ah, nice.
So what, you mean not the firefighters and the police were on the same team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
battling the firefighters and police out there. That's awesome.
And finally, in 2024, a blue Santa Claus and a red Santa Claus rappelled from the rafters. Who else went down with them?
Oh, go ahead. Do you remember?
The dog, right?
It was the little Grinch dog. Last year?
The Grinch and the Grinch dog, which his name is Max.
Max. Oh, I forgot. Max went down.
Fire department sniffer dog dressed as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That dog was so scared.
That was amazing.
I was so nervous that something would happen.
Holly said he might drop me from the rafters this year. We'll see what happens.
That'd be the coolest.
I know.
Coolest.
Julie Tristan, thank you.
Did I win?
You did.
Oh, yeah. I won.
Clearly,
good job, Julie.
Far and away. We'll get to the next Queen of Hearts drawing next Friday.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Friday, we'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yeah, we do have a little bit of a bad news story to report to you this morning. And it affects us quite a bit here in the studio and, of course, the show overall. And I guess this is probably one way to start before we break this to you.
What? No! God, please, no! No!
I'm only going to say this one more time, sir. Calm down.
I'm calm!
You hate it!
There's no crying in baseball! No crying!
You got to get it together.
Congratulations.
Congratulations!
Here, Mr. Bilbo, where are you off to?
I'm going on an adventure!
Good luck. Oh.
Carl Mittleman is leaving us. And we're happy for him, and we are sad for us, Carl. I just have to tell you.
I don't want to do this.
I've considered you to be a great friend, and I was thrilled a few years back when we were able to lure you back over here to this show and this radio station, because you worked here, obviously, for a number of years before that. And I guess can't say enough about you, my friend. You can do it all. Everybody here is going to miss you. I don't know. Carl Mittleman is one of those people that I cannot think of anyone I know that's got a bad thing to say about him.
Can
I just say that? You might be able to. But within the business and within friends that we have in common, I just nothing but praise for you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So he's leaving for a better opportunity for him. And we're sorry we can't keep you.
I started in radio in 1990 as an actual intern. And then in 2009, when I was laid off from my dream radio job, John, Max, Jeff, James, and Denise welcomed me over here. 2009. And for 7 years with Becca, Rachel, Paige, and Trisha,
yes,
I did mornings on 97.1. And then fast forward to 2016, in a company shuffle, I left and went back to my roots, only for radio to happen again and our former company dissolved.
Yes.
And then in 2019, I was thankfully welcomed back here by Mark Steve, Trisha, Denise, Zach, Ashlyn, Ethan, Kathleen, and now Kim. But radio's happening again, and this time I'm not getting walked out with a box.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I will miss everyone here and at our Odyssey sister stations, too many to mention here. I will also miss very much doing the Pew Pew show with Mark and Bo here and down the hall. But don't worry, I'll still be playing the music and blowing the gold horn at Blues games.
Yes, so. not going anywhere for the Blues. So I bought a little something when I was out at McAdoodle's last night.
Oh, look at that.
Look at this.
Ooh, ice too.
This is the coolest thing, Carl.
What is it?
An old fashioned in a can.
It's bourbon.
It's a bourbon, cute. A whiskey old fashioned in a can. That they sell at the checkout at McAdoodle's. I was out there last night.
This is the impulse buy that you see.
it is absolutely the impulse buy. I said I've never seen that before, and they've got a couple of different cocktails up there that they sell.
Fantastic.
And I brought in some ice that we could
Kim, pour this over for a little.
Sorry, Kim.
I mean, they're really cute cans.
We can't include you in this cans. Morning as we toast. Mr. Middleman and wish him only the best of luck. Yeah. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, Carl. We will absolutely miss you. I know I didn't get to work with you very long, but you bring a lot of fun to the show. And I feel like it's almost like a brother-sister thing for some weird reason.
That's how I always thought of it.
Yeah. You're so protective, but you and I will push back on each other. And Mark will come in the studio sometimes. And
What are you two bickering about?
Like, it's something so ridiculous. It's usually something really dumb, but especially since I've been pregnant. I've really enjoyed coming into the studio. Have you, though? I'll be honest.
Who predicted your pregnancy first?
You did. But Carl turns very considerate. He makes the coffee for us here every morning, not just for our crew, but for everybody.
Yes.
And he has the lights off in the studio, which I enjoy until Mark walks in and blasts them all on and I cover my eyes.
I'm blind. I'm sorry.
But just little things like that you don't see behind the scenes where Carl just goes out of his way, you know, to be considerate. He brought me. Was it jambalaya?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't get anything, but I am pregnant, so, you know.
Yeah, that's right, Nicole.
Thank you. My wife said...
Oh, well, give the rest of this to Kim. And then, like, there are some hockey games or events next door that I only get one box of popcorn. And everyone's like, well, who's going to get it? I'm like, the pregnant girl's going to get it.
We all know who's getting it to Kim.
Baby appreciates that.
That's right.
There are Mike and Ikes out there.
Thanks. Oh, okay.
Thanks,
nice.
Doug Armstrong.
Nice. Yes.
Love
no
Mike
kidding. So, Carl, last night I grabbed you a gift while I was out, and I'd like you to open it now. And you can put this on the shelf, or you can drink it, whatever you'd like to do. But I did get you a bottle of the Ed Belfour bourbon, and I got him to sign it for you on top.
Belfour.
It says Belfour, and he signed it to Carl, and he put Hall of Fame, his Hall of Fame designation on there.
You know, Ed Belfour, as much as we hate him, he's one of the few people that has an Olympic gold, an NCAA championship, and a Stanley Cup with Dallas when Brett Hull cheated and won. Because he was in the crease.
Yes.
They actually changed the rule the next year, but... That's when Dallas won, before St. Louis won.
Well, feel free to either drink it or put it on your shelf or whatever you want to do. It's a cool-looking bottle, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So I got you
the camera.
I got you the rye because that was my favorite when I got to taste them. It was one of my favorites. So it does have Belfour's signature there on the top.
Did anyone bring a broken stick last night?
Several people had sticks, but I couldn't tell if any of them were broken or not. He was signing
everything. Good.
Yeah. Because somebody mentioned that was their memory of him, was him
breaking his stick when we knocked him out of the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. over the goal something.
That's great.
That's good.
Carl, if I go to a Blues game, can I still text you?
Yes,
I've never actually
absolutely.
Done that. Texting a song request. It will not be heavy
of
death
all
metal.
All the people in this
Ethan
room.
Has subjected us to all morning.
Not one song has been death
not
metal.
Not one song. Well, Mark tells me that he's there too late. But Mark's son, Brad, he takes me up on that all the time.
He does.
What does he want, rap?
No.
No, usually some good rock and roll of some sort.
Okay.
Yeah, he is. But Carl's not going anywhere. And, you know, even in the times before when we haven't worked directly together, we always run into each other at events. And it's a pretty small business in general.
Yeah. St. Louis is a small town.
It is.
We'll see each other a lot.
We're going to miss you, my friend.
Thank you.
We really are. But, of course, we only wish the best for you, and it's a great opportunity for you personally, and that's what makes us happy.
So we're going to go out to eat after this.
Yes.
And then that's for breakfast. And then my work children are taking me out to lunch, so.
I love that.
This is a day of feasting for
Anna
you.
And Hannah.
It's supposed to be, you know, a day of fasting because it's Good Friday.
But instead,
I'm going
it's a
out
day
to
of feasting.
Three times today.
You'll have to go to confession, Carl.
You can.
And fess up to that, won't you?
I'm going to be no meat today.
That's true. Now, Carl's technically the last day on the show is probably like next Tuesday.
I'm going to do real or fake on Monday.
Okay. All right.
So one more person can play the fray.
So
7:20 Monday, everyone has to tune in for Carl's last real or fake. So hopefully I can win and not have to listen to this junk.
Oh, my gosh.
Junk.
You don't like Black Sabbath?
No.
No, not at all.
Da, 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 da. My ears are bleeding.
No.
Yeah!
Thank Carl. Thank you very much.
Feel free to leave
music suggestions before you go.
Oh, Ethan has everything that I've ever
good.
Put in here.
Yep. That's awesome. Cheers, my friend.
We'll miss you, Carl.
Cheers, Carl.
Yeah, back in just a minute.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
The reviews are in, by the way. Carl, on social media, you're getting lots of love here from the people on Facebook.
Thank you.
Maybe Kim can see a few of those, too. Good luck from Raymond. Carl, we're going to miss you. Good luck. You're a good guy. Thanks for all you did for the show. From Marge and Nancy, and maybe Kim, you can see a few more of those. I can only see about four
of
them.
Yeah, I see four so far.
Yeah.
And then one person just put Carl.
Carl.
And Lisa is just stunned that you're leaving.
I know. So are we. We're really sad, but happy for him at the same time. It's kind of the nature of our business, unfortunately. You know, I've been so blessed. I really have. And maybe on Good Friday it's a good day to reflect on that. I've worked in media since I graduated from college. I've never lost a media job. I've never been fired from a media job. And if you're in it for, I'm trying to count here, 35 years, that's fairly significant because I've worked in 1, 2, 3, 4 television markets now. And then radio here for 15 years. And in this business, I don't know. I would have to say that's a little unusual.
It is.
It's not unusual for people like a Mike Bush or someone to go to a TV station, end up spending their entire career there, and retire at some point and have 40 years in the business. But to have worked at 5 different radio stations for multiple companies over the years and never ended up being riffed or fired for cause or whatever is a little bit on the unusual side. So I count myself as blessed, although my career's not over yet, so there's still time for failure. I'm not saying that there's still time for failure, but I've been blessed so far with that. But change is sort of the constant in this business.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Tends to be.
Doesn't make it any easier, but you're right. We're all used to change.
Right, and obviously you've gone through a big change too, Kim. So
yep, more people, by the way, are just, you know, expressing appreciation for what you've done for the show and saying good luck and that they're going to miss you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you know, Carl, I was talking to Kim about that the other day because we were joking, not joking, but we were laughing. It had something to do with your wedding. And I said that when Carl got married, he might have had the largest wedding I've ever heard, and I wasn't invited.
I didn't know you then. 400
people at your wedding?
475.
My God.
475 people at his wedding.
Thank you notes for everybody?
We did on the plane to Europe, we did.
Oh, my God. That's
when we started.
Yeah, good.
Because we met on a plane to London, and then we had our honeymoon in London, Paris, and Rome. And so we went back, and that's not a short plane ride.
No, it's not. No, 9, 10 hours, 11 hours.
Let's start writing these.
Good for Nicole.
Wow.
Because
475
a lot of people, Carl. I don't think I even have 475 people I know who I even want to come to my wedding.
Well, I've lived in St. Louis now for 32 years.
You know a lot of people.
Moved here in 93. I know a lot of people in media. The number of people that I know in media and count as friends in media pales in comparison to the man across desk here from me. Carl knows everyone.
That's not true.
It is. I'm always amazed when I'll bring somebody up and you, oh, I know them. I went to dinner with them last week.
You two both bring up names.
I went to a concert with them the other day. Yeah.
You guys both know a lot of people.
That comes with age, I guess.
Age, yeah. You know, fortunately, you still know them. They're still around or you're still around.
And a lot of people like to dip their toes in media. It's not for everyone.
It's true.
And we have a lot of guests on.
Well, and what's unique about this is, you know, a lot of people, I mean, yes, maybe you sit at a cubicle with somebody, but you have a little wall in between you, but you're not talking much. I mean, we're together for 4 hours, Monday through Friday, in a pretty small room. I don't know if people realize the size of the studio. It's not like it's some massive room. I mean, how many other jobs do you have where you're working so intimately with people day in and day out? So the fact that we don't want to chop each other's heads off is actually fantastic.
And that has said something. Before.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Carl's probably wanted to chop my head off a few times, and vice versa.
We'll bicker, but it's like out of we're all it's out of love, and we all still come together at the end of the day, and we know that you know things can be challenging, but yeah, there's still mutual respect for one another.
And what I learned from one John the U-Man Hewlett, what happens during the show does not matter after the show's over, because it's just so there's energy that goes on with the show, and people say things trying to get the best out of everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's true.
And he's also the one that told me that Jack Buck thing, never run to a microphone.
It's true.
Because Jack Buck told him that. Never run to a microphone.
I've made that mistake.
You should never, for all of you people that want to be in any sort of media, never run to a microphone, because the delay that it takes for you to get there is worth more than you going
than this being out of breath.
5 minutes.
Is that your parting advice,
it
Carl?
It certainly happened. Never run to a microphone. You heard that from Carl Middleman.
Who got it from John, who got it from Jack.
That's right. It's true.
And Tom Ackerman was told that by Jack Buck as well.
That's true. And my advice would be never eat pork rinds before going on set for a TV newscast. Because I got choked on pork rinds one time and couldn't speak when I got on the
air. Or shove your mouth full of popcorn before you're about to do a commercial.
Or hard-boiled eggs.
Which has happened on this show. Which has happened on this show, of course.
We eat a lot.
All right. Well, Carl, we're going to miss you a lot, my friend. I'm glad we still got you for a couple more days next week.
I'll be doing Real or Fake on Monday.
Absolutely. Happy Good Friday to everyone. I hope you have a peaceful weekend, and despite all the rain that we're expecting and all that stuff. Kilmeade coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It is Annie Fry's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Annie.
Her show's noon to 3, obviously. Reardon's in after that. We'll see you back here Monday morning. Have a good weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.